Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and I am thrilled to have you here. If you're an independent jeweler, you know that the lifeblood of your business is the relationship you build with your community. But let's be honest for a second. If you have an email list and you're only sending out messages when Valentine's Day or Christmas rolls around, you are leaving serious money on the table. The stores we see growing consistently, not just during the holiday rush, but every single month, are the ones using automated email sequences. These are the systems that work in the background while you're on the floor or in the back at the bench, turning first-time inquiries into booked appointments and one-time buyers into lifelong clients. Today, I want to walk you through the five specific sequences that move the needle for independent jewelers. First, let's talk about why automation beats the standard broadcast email. We all send broadcasts, those one-to-many messages about a new collection or a VIP event. They have their place, but they require constant manual effort. When you stop sending them, the revenue stops too. Automated sequences are different. You set them up once, and they run continuously based on customer behavior. It's a compounding effect. Every new contact who joins your list enters a journey without you or your team lifting a finger. The first sequence you need is the welcome series. This is the most important one you'll ever build. Most jewelers either don't have one or it reads like a dry legal disclaimer. You need to capture attention when it's highest, immediately after someone opts in. On day zero, deliver what you promised, whether that's a discount or a guide. By day two, tell your story. Not a corporate bio, but the human story of why your store exists. This is where you win against the big box chains. On day four, share social proof. Real stories from real customers. Finally, on day seven, send a soft invitation to book a consultation. This establishes that you're a real person worth doing business with. Next is the post-purchase follow-up. This is the one most stores skip, yet it can generate 20 to 40% of a well-run store's repeat business. Jewelry is an emotional, high-consideration purchase. After a customer buys, they want to feel good about that decision. On day one, thank them and set expectations. On day five, check in to see if they have questions. This signals that you actually care about what happens after the sale. By day 14, send care and maintenance tips. You aren't upselling here, you're providing service, which naturally leads to long-term loyalty. The third sequence is abandoned inquiry recovery. If someone fills out a contact form or asks about a custom piece and then goes quiet, don't give up after one try. High-end buyers often get busy. Send a personal feeling follow-up after 24 hours. On day three, send a value add like a diamond buying guide. On day five, send a low-pressure check-in. Most serious buyers are shopping at multiple stores. The jeweler who follows up thoughtfully is the one who wins the commission. Fourth, we have the annual occasion sequence. This is the long game. If you capture anniversary and birthday dates at the point of sale, and you absolutely should be, you can trigger emails 4 to 6 weeks before the big day. Remind them the occasion is coming up and offer a few ideas. It is dramatically easier and more profitable to sell to a past customer than to acquire a new one. The trust is already there, and the average transaction value is typically higher. Finally, you need a re-engagement sequence. Every list goes cold eventually. If someone hasn't opened an email in 18 months, they are hurting your deliverability. Send a short series to see if they're still interested. If they don't respond, it's okay to let them go. You want a list of engaged, excited fans, not a bloated list of ghosts. Implementing these five sequences transforms your marketing from a manual chore into a predictable growth engine. It's about being there for your customers at every stage of their journey, automatically. If you want to see how these strategies can be tailored specifically for your store, I'd love to help. Visit us at deepearthmkt.com to learn more about how we partner with independent jewelers to drive real, measurable growth. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.